So we are in chapter 18
فصل 18 of the Gospel of Luke. از کتاب انجیل لوقا.
And we're going to start reading in a moment at verse 15.
آیه 15 شروع کردیم بخوندن.
But let me first remind you of the context that we're in.
اما بذارید موضوعشو بهتون بگم که در مورد چی
هست. Because Jesus gave him parable last time we looked at this in Luke 18.
در لوقا فصل 18 در مورد این موضوع
Aimed at those
مثالی
who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
I didn't get it.
It's actually a quote from the... It's Luke 18.
Luke 18.
And it is verse 9.
برای بعضی که به خود اعتماد داشتند که عادل بودند و دیگران را حقیر می‌شمردند. برای بعضی که به خود اعتماد داشتند که عادل بودند و دیگران را حقیر می‌شمردند.
Yeah, and he uses there a Pharisee and a publican as examples of two extremes.
و یک باجگیر یا یک چیز رو با مقایسه می‌کنه با هم دیگه.
And we saw that this parable teaches us something about salvation and pride.
و در مورد غرور صحبت.
Yeah, one man was trusting in his own righteousness.
یکیشون به اعتماد می‌کنه به نیکویی خودش به بزرگی خودش.
Being a prideful man.
بودن Pharisee, خودش و فریسی بودنش
and one was humble.
و یکی دیگه فروتن بوده.
This was the publican that went home justified.
اون در حقیقت اون کسی بود که عادل میشه با اینکه باجگیر بوده.
Now, he humbled himself before
God. ولی چون فروتن بوده
and he got saved.
به حضور خداوند میره و از خداوند میخواد که ببخشتش و این کار رو انجام میده.
Let's start reading the next verses.
بریم آیه های بعدی رو
verses 15 till 17.
آیه 15 تا 17.
And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein.
پس کودکان را نیز نزد وی آوردند تا دست بر ایشان گذارد. اما شاگردانش چون دیدند ایشان را سرزنش کردند. ولی عیسی ایشان را خوانده گفت بچه ها را واگذارید تا نزد من آیند و ایشان را ممانعت مکنید. زیرا ملکوت خدا از آن چنین کسان است. هر آینه به شما میگویم هر که ملکوت خدا را مثل طفل نپذیرد داخل آن نگردد.
Yeah, so there are people that want to bring their small child, children to Jesus. And we have the disciples basically trying to stop that from happening. Jesus calls them out and says, hey, let the little children come to me. Don't block them, don't forbid them to come. For such is the kingdom of God. Now, I sometimes get a question in regards to little children.
Yeah.
What happens when they die? Yeah. Answer, they go to heaven. Why? Yeah. Because a child, if it's small enough, it cannot comprehend sin. It cannot comprehend the gospel yet. And there are many verses in the Bible that show that when babies die, they go to heaven. Yeah, there's an age where a child reaches accountability.
Now,
I don't specifically want to preach on that today, but I wanted to mention this because it's a question that comes up. I did preach a whole sermon on this 2 years ago, so you can listen to that one. It's called the Children of Rama. That's the title of the sermon. And it was an unfortunate situation where we had a child dying. And but it does teach on that. That's not the point that Jesus wants to make here. Yeah, when he said, for of such is the kingdom of God. Yeah, the main point that Jesus is making here is that there is something that we can see or look at in babies or small children where we can learn something from. Yeah, there's a spiritual lesson in regards to salvation there. Now, here's what small children have no problem in doing. That is calling for help.
که تقاضای کمک کنه.
Receiving help.
یا کمک رو دریافت کنه.
They have no problem being dependent on others.
مشکل نداره که به یه کسی وابسته باشه.
And even for their very survival are dependent on their parents.
در حقیقت برای اینکه جونشون در امون باشه به پدر و مادر نیاز دارن
که ازشون بخوان. For everything.
باید همه چیز رو براشون پدر و مادر فراهم کنه.
You need to teach them. Hey, you can do it yourself as well.
دیگه از این به بعد میتونی کار خودت بکنی. این کار میتونه مسئولیت تو باشه.
And this is also a reason why it's easier for children to get them saved by sharing the gospel with them than for adults.
که بچه‌ها راحت‌تر نجات پیدا می‌کنن تا بزرگسالان.
Because usually children don't have a prideful attitude.
مشکل غرور ندارن که کمک رو قبول نکنن.
I don't need anybody.
به هیچ کی احتیاج ندارم.
I can do it myself. I will do it myself.
خودم قادرم. خودم میتونم تنها باشم.
Yeah, but of course salvation is not what you can do.
نجات ما بستگی به این نداره که شما چی کار میکنید.
Yeah, we need a savior.
احتیاج به نجات دهنده داریم.
Yeah, for salvation.
برای نجات.
We must be as a child, the Bible says here.
کلام خدا.
Having an humble attitude.
باید باشین. باید فرو.
Of understanding.
و درک کنیم.
That we need help.
که احتیاج به کمک.
Ready to receive the gift.
آماده ایم که اون کمک رو دریافت کنیم.
Yeah, salvation is ceasing from your own works and trusting in the finished work of Christ.
از اعمال خودمون دور بشیم و به اعتماد کنیم به کار تموم شده.
Yeah, that's how we receive the kingdom of God.
نجات و ملکوت رو به دست آوردن از طریق همینه.
Yeah, so we first have this parable.
اولین مثال رو داشتیم.
Yeah, that shows is that pride is keeping people from getting saved.
باعث میشه که مردم نجات پیدا نکنن.
Yeah, that was the attitude of Pharisee.
رفتار اون فریسیست که باعث میشه که نجات پیدا نکنن.
And then we have the story where Jesus points out, become like little children.
عیسی مسیح میگه که مثل فرزندان باشین.
مثل بچه‌ها باشین که ملکوت
خداوند مثل این کودکان.
Have the humility as a child.
مثل یه بچه داشته باشین.
Understanding that we cannot do it on our own.
We
are helpless.
ما بدون نمیتونیم خودمون کمک کنیم.
And then we go into the next story.
داستان بعدیمون.
Which is what we're going to spend most of our time on.
بیشتر وقتمون رو اون میذاریم.
Which again is a story that has to do with salvation.
داستانی هست که در مورد نجات.
And it's not a coincidence that these things are grouped together.
تصادفی نیست که اینها دو قسمت شده.
It's so we really get the point.
که ما نکته رو کاملا درک کنیم.
Go to verse 18.
آیه 18.
And a certain ruler asked him saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
یکی از رؤسا از وی سوال نموده گفت ای استاد نیکو چه کنم تا حیات جاودانی را وارث گردم.
Yeah, so here we have a conversation between a man and Jesus. And he comes, and it's called a ruler. Actually, the whole story is normally called the rich young ruler.
میگن اون ثروتمندی که مسئول بوده رئیس.
I mean, now he's young because of another passage in Matthew 19.
در متی 19 در مورد این رئیس صحبت میکنه.
So we have this question that he's bringing up.
این سوالی رو به وجود میاره از عیسی مسیح میپرسه.
Yeah, what can I do?
من چه کار کنم؟
Yeah, how to inherit eternal life.
چه کنم تا حیات جاودانی
را؟ That's basically asking, what do I need to do to go to heaven?
چه کار کنم که برم به بهشت؟
Now this next question.
سوال بعدی.
This question shows that this man does not have a proper understanding of certain things.
نشون میده که این آقا.
He has a wrong perspective.
درک نکرده نجات چجوری.
He is making some wrong assumptions.
یک دیدگاه غلط داره.
Now, from other passage, parallel passage of this story in Mark 10, which you can read at home, we're not going to go there. We know that Jesus has compassion for this man. It says he loves him. And what he's trying to do, what Jesus is trying to do, is dealing with some of those wrong assumptions that this man has. Now, what's the first wrong assumption that we can see here? It is that he thinks that normal, sinful human beings can be good. He says, good master. Yeah, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And of course, this man is not alone in this. You hear things like this, proclaiming like this all the time. Yeah, people saying, oh, I'm a good person.
من نیکوکارم.
Yeah, we even have a common response like, how are you? Oh, I'm good.
من که خوبم. من آدم خوبم.
And I know we don't mean with that we're sinless.
منظورمون خوبم گناه نداشتنمون.
But it shows you a little bit how our culture is thinking about the concept of good. And the very first response that Jesus gives this man is making this. Jesus makes this clear. Yeah, that man is not good. Read verse 19. And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. None is good except God. Now, this man does not come to Jesus believing that he is God.
He's
just calling him a good master.
Yeah,
today there are many people who will look at Jesus
and say, oh,
I believe in Jesus, but I believe as him as a good master, a good teacher, a good prophet. So, Jesus is telling the man, if you're calling me good master, you are calling me God. And if you do not believe that I'm God, then why do you call me good? Yeah, Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
چنان که مکتوب است هیچ کس عادل نیست.
Yeah, there's nobody that does right all the time.
هیچ کسی عادل نیست که هیچ وقت اشتباه نکرده.
11 and 12.
11 و 12.
There is none that understand it. There is none that seek it after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that do it good. No, not one.
هیچ کس فهیم نیست. هیچ کس جویای خدا نیست. همه گمراه و جمعاً باطل گردیدند.
The Bible makes it very clear that nobody is good. I guess you have further in the next phrase. Why do bad things happen to good people? That is, again, an incorrect question. Similar to what the rich young ruler asked. There's a wrong assumption made in the question. Because it assumes there are good people.
Yeah,
the Bible says there's not. Yeah, there's none that do it good. No, not one. The right question would be, why do good things happen to any of us?
Or
why do good things happen to bad people?
Yeah?
And that's the kind of question that Jesus is dealing with this rich young ruler. Now, a lot of people, or sometimes you hear that they go to this passage and they was, these are people that deny that Jesus is God. And it says, hey, this passage confirms that Jesus is not God. He's denying it. Now, if anything, it's actually confirming that he is God.
اگر احساس میکنین که این آیه اعلام میکنه که عیسی مسیح خداوند نیست در حقیقت تایید میکنه که عیسی مسیح خداوند.
Now here's a question for those who will say
کسایی که میگن چون عیسی اینو گفت چرا
من میگین that oh Jesus is not God. They deny Jesus is God.
و عیسی مسیح خدا بودنش رو دنیای رد
کرده. That's the people that say oh he's a good teacher.
معلم خوبیه. استاد خوبیه. نیکوکار خوبیه.
Muslims will say that.
مسلمان اینو میگن.
Jehovah's Witnesses will say that. Hindus will say that.
هندوها هم همینو میگن.
Here's the question that you need to ask them.
ازشون بعد این سوالو بپرسید.
Is Jesus good?
آیا عیسی نیکوست?
And the answer they will give you.
جوابشون اینه که.
Will always be yes.
همیشه میگن بله او نیکوست.
Yes, Jesus is good.
بله عیسی مسیح نیکوست.
Now this is something they wouldn't say about any other historical figure.
هیچ کسی در تاریخ رو نمیگن نیکو بوده.
There will always be something in the lives why they couldn't say that.
یه نفر یه چیزی بوده یه ایرادی بوده که.
But if you ask them this about Jesus.
اما اگه در مورد عیسی ازشون بپرسی.
They'll answer yes.
جواب میدن بله عیسی نیکوست.
Yeah, if Jesus is good, then he is God. Yeah? Good master. What must I do to enter to inherit eternal life? Yeah, you're starting with the wrong assumption.
That
sinful man can be good. Only God is good. And of course, Jesus is good.
و عیسی مسیح نیکوست.
Yeah, Jesus is God.
عیسی مسیح خداونده.
It's actually in testimony. His goodness is in testimony of his deity.
در مورد الوهیت عیسی.
Here's a second assumption that this rich young ruler makes in his first statement.
در اون دیدگاه اولش.
Read again Luke 18:18.
لوقا 18:18.
And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
یکی از رؤسا از وی سوال نموده گفت ای استاد نیکو چه کنم تا حیات جاودانی را وارث گردم.
Yeah, he's asking, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And it's not in the sense that he doesn't understand exactly how he can get saved. Here's what he's thinking. What work must I do to earn myself a way into heaven? Now, let me show you that this is actually what he's thinking. Go to Matthew 19. Matthew 19, where we have a parallel passage again of this story, where we have some extra information that makes this clear. Matthew 19, verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" Yeah, you see what it is mentioned here? What good thing shall I do? What work can I perform to earn myself eternal life? Yeah, so this guy assumes, first of all, that normal sinful man can be good. Yeah, he's also believing that Jesus is just a good guy.
Yeah.
Like himself, as we will see, he thinks he is good as well.
که همون جوری که خودش فکر میکنه نیکوکاره.
And Jesus breaks this down, this false assumption.
عیسی مسیح این دیدگاه غلط رو میشکنه.
Yeah, in the fact that.
و اعلام میکنه.
Yeah, recognizing that Jesus is good, you call me good, proving that I am God.
اعلام میکنی که عیسی نیکوس، پس اعلام کردی که او خداست.
And then his second assumption is that eternal life can be earned.
که زندگی جاوید نمیتونیم به دست بیاریم.
Shall I do?
گاهی که میشه به دست آورد.
So I can inherit eternal life.
که زندگی جاوید رو به دست
بیارم. Go to Titus 3:5.
تیتوس 3:5.
This is one of those verses you should write down. Because it's very useful sharing the gospel. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost.
نه به سبب اعمالی که به ما به عدالت کرده بودیم بلکه محض رحمت خود ما را نجات داد به غسل تولدی تازه و تازگی که از روح القدس است.
You're saved tonight.
امروز شما نجات دارید.
It's because of God's mercy.
به خاطر رحمت اوست که نجات پیدا کردید. به خاطر فیض اوست که نجات پیدا کردید.
And it is not by works of righteousness that we have done.
شما نیست که ما انجام بدیم.
Yeah. What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
من چه کار نیکویی رو میتونم انجام بدم که زندگی جاودانه باشم؟
This is a wrong question.
سوال غلطی است.
It's based on two false assumptions.
دو تا دیدگاه غلطه در موردش.
Yeah, that sinful man can be good.
که یک انسان گناهکار میتونه everlasting life can be earned. باشه و زندگی جاوید میتونه به دست آورده بشه.
Now, read the next verse in Matthew 19. Matthew 19 verse 17.
آیه 17 رو بخونید.
Where we get some more detail on the response of Jesus.
جواب عیسی مسیح.
And he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." Yeah, so he comes to Jesus with the question, "What thing can I do? What must I do?" And Jesus gives him the answer.
Yeah.
What good thing should we do? Answer. Keep the commandments. Yeah, if you want to know what good thing you can do to go to heaven, yeah, of course we know this is the wrong question.
But hey,
if that's your question, here's the answer. Keep the commandments. And technically that is true. If you would live perfectly, if you would never ever break any of the commandments, never sin,
yeah,
you will go to heaven. What's the problem? No one can keep the commandments. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
کوتاه هستیم.
What is the right question?
جواب سوال درستمون
چیه؟ How can somebody who is a sinner go to heaven?
به بهشت میره.
That's a different question with a different answer.
سوال متفاوت با جواب متفاوته.
And if somebody gets asked this question,
اگه یه نفر این سوال ازتون پرسیده،
yeah, and given that answer,
و این جواب بهش داده شد.
At this point, a humble person,
یک فروتن باید بگه.
Who's honest?
که صادقه.
Will respond. But I can't.
من نمیتونم.
But this rich young ruler doesn't answer like that. Because he's not a humble person. He's actually quite arrogant. What he should have said, I can't. What other way is there so I can have everlasting life?
Now,
read Matthew 19, the first part of verse 18. He said unto him, which? He asked another question. He said unto him, which? Read that part in Farsi. Yeah, so keep the commandments. Answer. Jesus, which commandments do I need to keep? No, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus just said keep the commandments, not some of them.
But then
Jesus does give him a list with
actually
half of the Ten Commandments. Go back to Luke 18 and let's read them from there. Luke 18 verse 20. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. You know what the commandments are. Yeah, let me give you five of this list of ten that are some basic commandments. And of course we know this is a summary. There are more commandments than that. We also know that the summary is summarized in two. Yeah, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Yeah, love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah, basically the first four commandments in the Ten Commandments focus on loving God. The last six focus on our relationship with others, our neighbor. Now go back to Matthew 19 and let's read the same list from Matthew 19. 18 and 19. He said to him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
شهادت دروغ مده و پدر مادر خود را حرمت دار و همسایه خود را مثل جان خود دوست دار.
Yeah, so from the Gospel of Matthew we know that he also says, yeah, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
همسایه خود را همانند خود.
Which encompasses everything.
Because
you cannot love God and love your neighbor and not love your neighbor and opposite. They go together. Yeah, you need to know how you can inherit eternal life. You want to do this through the commandments, then you need to keep them all. Now, you may wonder why Jesus gives them this answer about keeping the commandments.
Yeah,
it's by faith, it's by believing.
Why doesn't
Jesus directly tell this guy, you need to believe in me? Yeah, because that is actually what brings salvation.
Yeah,
trusting on Jesus, calling on him.
Now,
the reason why Jesus starts with this is the exact same reason when we go out soul winning.
شروع کرد با این بحث صحبت کردن به همون دلیلی که ما هم وقتی برای بشارت
میگیم با همین آغاز
میکنیم که بفهمیم
that somebody has sinned against God.
یه نفر بر ضد خدا گناه
کرد. And there's no point to explain
دلیلی وجود نداره که
to a person that a person needs to get saved
که احتیاج به نجات داره
if they don't understand that they need saving.
اگر درک نکنه که نیاز داره
they first have to understand
اول باید بفهمه نیاز داره به اون نجات
that sinned against God.
اول باید بفهمه گناه
Now, come short of his glory.
اول باید بفهمه از جلال خدا
that there is nobody righteous.
اول باید بدونه که هیچ کس نیکو نیست.
That the wage of sin is death.
که مجازات گناه مرگه.
Yeah, before we want to give them the gospel.
اونها بهشون انجیل رو بدیم.
Yeah, you can't start explaining how you need to get saved until a person acknowledges that they need to be saved.
توضیح بدیم که چجوری نجات پیدا کنه. اگر توضیح ندیم که چرا دلیلی که نجات لازم داره چیست.
Yeah, so that's why Jesus starts with giving him some commandments. It's a show that he is not good.
که هیچ کسی نیکو
that he has sinned against God
که خودش هم نیکو نیست
and he's on his way to hell
و خودش هم اشتباه کرده و در راه
he needs to understand he needs a savior.
اول باید درک کنه که نیاز داره به اون نجات دهنده.
Galatians 3:24 therefore the law was a schoolmaster to bring us into Christ that we might be justified by faith.
پس شریعت نازم ما شد تا به مسیح برساند تا از ایمان عادل شمرده شویم.
Yeah, here's what the law does.
شریعت چیکار میکنه؟
It's a schoolmaster.
نازم مدرسه است.
That points us to Christ.
که ما رو به مسیح.
It shows us that
به ما نشون
میده. We cannot keep it.
نمیتونیم نگرش داریم.
And that we need saving.
و بفهمیم که اشتباه کردیم.
Yeah, it shows us that we come short.
نازم نشون میده که ما چه اشتباهایی کردیم.
Yeah, Jesus is using the commandments here.
و عیسی مسیح از این فرمان استفاده میکنه.
To show this young man.
که نشون بده به این فرد جوان.
That he is not good enough.
که او
بازه
کافی نیکو نیست که به.
But this young ruler has a problem.
اما این رئیس جوان اشکال بزرگی داره.
He's prideful. He's arrogant.
رئیس
Listen
مغروره.
To his response.
جوابش رو نگاه کنی چقدر مغروره.
And he, this is in Luke 18:21. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth up.
گفت همه اینا رو از کودکی خود نگاه داشتم.
Yeah. I kept all the commandments. All these
commandments. همه رو نگاه داشتم.
Yeah. And this guy is arrogant shouldn't be surprised to us.
آیا تعجب انگیز نیست که آدم چقدر به خودش میباله؟
A lot of the unsaved religious people are exactly like this.
آدم‌های مذهبیان نجات نداشتن.
They think they're good enough.
فکر میکنن خیلی خوبن.
So they can enter into heaven.
فکر میکنن با قدرت خودشون میتونن برن بهش.
They can earn a way into heaven.
فکر میکنن قادرن راه نجاتشون رو به دست بیارن.
They think they can stand before God one day.
میتونن یه روزی در مقابل خداوند بیستن.
Having something to boast before God.
یک مقبره.
On why they made it in there.
در مقابل خداوند به خودشون ببالن که چجوری به بهش رسیدن.
What does the Bible say?
اما کتاب مقدس چی میگه؟
Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
زیرا که به فیض نجات یافته اید به وسیله ایمان. این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خداست. نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس فخر نکند.
You see the similarities with this earlier parable? You see the similarities with this earlier parable with the Pharisee. Yeah, who was also prideful and arrogant.
And a religious person.
Who trusts in himself to get himself into heaven.
که به بهشت برسه.
Yeah, there's nothing new in this home.
در زیر آفتاب امروز ما هیچ چیز جدید نیست. اون موقع بوده امروز هم هست.
We have the same people today.
امروز هم همون آدم ها رو داریم.
Yeah, there's no place of arrogance in salvation.
جایی برای اون کسی که
there's no place of boasting in salvation.
در این نجات هیچ جای غرور وجود نداره.
Yeah, so the rich young ruler wrongly believes that sinful man could be good.
فکر میکرده با قدرت خودش میتونه انقدر نیکو
باشه. He wrongly believes that eternal life can be earned. And he is has an attitude. He has he's full of pride. He's arrogant.
غرور رو داره. این رفتار مغروریت رو داره.
Oh, here's the commandments. Oh, I kept them all.
فرمان رو چیه؟ آه، همه رو نگه داشتم.
And he thinks that these keeping his commandments makes him good enough to go to heaven.
به اندازه کافی نیکوکاری بوده که به بهشت.
Go to Luke 18:22.
لوقا 18:22.
Listen to what Jesus tells him now.
22 and 23.
Now when Jesus heard these things, he said to him. Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich.
عیسی چون این را شنید بدو گفت هنوز تو یک چیز را کم داری. آنچه داری بفروش و به فقرا بده. که در آسمان گنجی خواهی داشت. پس آمده مرا پیروی کن. چون این را شنید غمگین گشت زیرا که ثروت فراوان داشت.
Now Jesus isn't arguing with him if it's actually true that he kept those specific five commandments perfectly.
But
he gives him a new challenge.
That,
okay, you've kept those commandments. Okay, I'm not going to argue about that. But what of God? asks you to sell all that you have and give to the poor
and then come and follow me.
Are you willing to do that? And when he heard it, he was very sorrowful, for he was rich.
Yeah?
And Jesus just showed him that he doesn't love God as he should. He doesn't love his neighbor as he should. Yeah, this young, rich young ruler wasn't as good as he thought he was.
Because
he had an idol in his life.
Yeah,
his possessions, his stuff, that were more important to him than God.
Not
violating the first commandment.
Having
no other gods before him. Read verse 24. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Yeah, Jesus points out, hey, it is difficult, it is hard for those who have riches to be saved. Yeah, unfortunately, people who have a lot of stuff, a lot of things, are often hard to get saved. Some get saved, but it's mostly not the rich people that get saved. It's mostly not the rich people that are open to the gospel. Why? Because rich people trust and rely on themselves. Look what I can do. Look what I have accomplished. They're arrogant. They're full of pride. They do not think they need anything. Yeah, read verse 25. For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, I've heard people preach that the eye of the needle refers to some kind of small gate in the wall of Jerusalem.
So,
if you go after hours, you could go in, but it was small. So, you had to unload the package and the luggage from the camel. He had to go to its knees to just get through.
Here's
the problem with that. There's no evidence of any of such a gate existing. The Bible doesn't mention it anywhere. And I believe Jesus is just making a point here. He uses some extreme to just explain something, to get something across. And it's something he does in other places as well.
و بارها و بارها عیسی این کارو میکنه یه مثال رو استفاده میکنه.
Remove the beam from your own eye.
اول اون چوب از چشم خودت درآر.
There's no beams in somebody's eye.
چشمش کسی چوب نیست که.
He's making a point.
نکته ای رو داشته اشاره میکرده.
Or what he said to the Pharisees.
به فریسی ها چی گفت؟
Yeah, you blind guides, which strain a gnat and swallow a camel.
اون کور و شلو که شطور قورت دادی؟
They're not literally swallowing camels and straining gnats.
کسی که شطور قورت نداده که در حقیقت گردن دراز باشه.
And if you read the next verses, you will actually understand that
Jesus just uses
this example to make a point. Read verses
26 and 27.
And they that heard it said, who then can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. So, the people that are hearing this, are they responding in a sense like, oh, you mean that little gate at Jerusalem? I get that.
It's
very hard to get camels through that. No, that's not what they say. They say, who then can be saved? This is impossible. Now, of course, it is an impossible thing that anybody get saved, wasn't it, for Jesus? It's impossible for a sinner, yeah, doing all the right things to get into heaven. It's impossible for him to do to accomplish that. No matter how good you think you are. But what is impossible with man is possible for God.
Yeah,
can rich people be saved? Absolutely. This happens very often. Because salvation requires humility. Yeah, so this rich young ruler thinks he's good. He thinks he's good enough to go to heaven. Yeah, Jesus plays along with him. Okay then. You think you're good to go? Here's your next step. Yeah, become my disciple. Become the 13th disciple because he gets that invitation.
Yeah.
You can become the 13th apostle. Nobody says he goes away sorrowful. Yeah, we can draw a lesson on discipleship from this. Because discipleship is not the same as salvation. Discipleship is taking up your cross and following him. And discipleship can mean selling all that you possess and give to the poor. Now, that doesn't mean that in order to be a disciple, you have to sell everything you have and give it to the poor. That's not what we should draw from this. But God does expect an disciple to be willing to do so if he asks you to do so. If the moment comes there, would you be willing to give it all up for Christ? Yeah. Do you love God more than your stuff? Now, why does Jesus ask this specifically the rich young ruler to do this? Now, first of all, to expose his own heart to himself, showing that he is not good, that he's not saved, that he needs a savior. And it might even be a person that did a lot of good things. But Jesus is putting the finger on the besetting sin. He has a love for money. He loved money more than he loved God. Yeah, proving that he's not good. Now, some of you may have other besetting sins than money. Maybe if God would ask you today,
oh,
sell everything you possess and give to the poor, you would have no problem doing that for the sake of Christ. Yeah. You will finalize that today and then ask, what's next? But you may have other besetting sins that you need to give up in order to be a disciple.
Yeah,
what do you love more than God in your life? What is it in your life that you're not willing to give up? What thing in your life, if Jesus would ask you for it and say, hey, give it up and follow me, what thing would make you sorrowful and walk away? Yeah, of course, this young ruler wasn't saved. And he was definitely not ready to be a disciple. Yeah, because it was love for money. Now, I hope most of you are saved today, but maybe you are not a disciple today. And maybe some of you will never be disciples. Because you have idols in your heart you're not willing to give up. You don't want to pardon. Now, how do you fix that?
Okay,
if you have money,
like
the rich ruler, stuff, and that is your problem, here's the solution. Get rid of it. If it is an inappropriate relationship, get rid of it. Yeah, you name it. Yeah, get it out of your life. So that you can get saved? No. So you can earn your salvation? No, that is wrong. That's what the rich young ruler taught. You rid these idols from your life in order to become a disciple, a follower of Jesus. Yeah, if you want to be a follower, you need to pick up your cross
باشید,
and follow him.
And
you need to be willing to part with these
باشید,
things.
You need to die to self daily. Yeah,
so what are you not willing to give up? What is your besetting sin? What idol do you have in your life that you will walk away sorrowful
if you're asking
Yeah, some of you have a lot and would give it up in a heartbeat. Some of you would give whatever up for the sake of Christ and do it. And that's great. And God might not even ask you to do that.
He just wants you to be willing. And
there will be some, and God is asking, but you're not willing to give up. You become sorrowful. You need to figure out what that is and deal with it. Asking God to help you.
Ask
God to remove whatever there is between you and him. Go back to Luke 18. This is the context where we have a response of Peter. Luke 18:28. Then Peter said, "Lo, we have left all and followed thee." Yeah, so Peter says, "Hey, we did leave all." Yeah, what about us? Yeah, Jesus responds. And this is for those who have forsaken all and followed Jesus.
29 and 30.
And he said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manyfold more in this present time and in the world to come life everlasting."
به ایشان گفت هر آینه به شما میگویم کسی نیست که خانه یا والدین یا زن یا برادران یا فرزندان را به جهت ملکوت خدا ترک کند.
Yeah, what does it? Yeah, what does that mean? That if you put God first, if you give things up for the sake of Christ, God says you will receive in this life, in the present time, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Yeah, I will bless you. I will give you. You will receive. Now, here's what some people think.
اکثر که چیزایی که مردم فکر میکنن اینه که
if I give money
پول بدم
then I will receive more money back.
بیشتر پول بهم میده.
No.
نه.
It says you will receive it back manyfold.
چندین برابر به دست
میاری. In many different ways.
به روش‌های متفاوت.
God will bless you.
خداوند جوری بهت برکت میده.
And reward you for your service.
پاداش میده برای این خدمتت.
If you give things up, if you give people up for the sake of Christ, God says, I will give you blessing because of that. Yeah, in this world, but it's in different ways. Sometimes he might bless you financially, but there are more things than being blessed financially. There's more kind of blessings. Maybe it's a new family. You gave up your physical family. You now have a new family in Christ.
New
found friends. Maybe the blessing is your children growing up in the Lord.
Yeah.
God's blessing is more often not in physical things.
Yeah.
I would rather have my children growing up in the Lord than anything. Or I would rather have a good marriage than a wife who loves me than a million euros in the bank. Yeah, the promise is that God will bless you in different ways. Yeah. A reward for giving everything up. Yeah. Peter says, what about us? We gave up everything. We follow you. You will have rewards in this world and in the world to come. Because we also have rewards in heaven. Rewards that last forever. Yeah, you're storing up treasures in heaven. Yeah, so there was a lesson
in the
story of the day of salvation.
در مورد نجاتمون.
Yeah, the rich ruler is asking the wrong questions. He has wrong assumptions. He thinks sinful man can be good.
He
thinks he can, by doing good things, earn himself a way to heaven.
Yeah.
Jesus tries to break down these false assumptions, pointing out only God is good. And in order to inherit eternal life, yeah, with doing good things, he needs to keep the commandments. Yeah, and not just a couple of them, all of them. Now, the problem with the rich young ruler is that he's prideful, he's arrogant. Because he believes he can keep the commandments. So Jesus gives him a challenge.
Okay,
you think you're good? You think you keep the commandments? You think you're good to go? Let me reveal your heart to you. Sell everything. Give to the poor and follow me. They went home sorrowful, understanding that he was not good. And that, yeah, I don't know if you understood that, but he needed to be saved.
Yeah.
And there's a lesson on discipleship. Are you willing to give about him for the sake of Christ? Maybe God will never ask you.
But
are there things in your life that you would struggle to give up if God asked for it? Things that would cause you to walk away sorrowful.
Yeah.
You need to get rid of those things in your life. Yeah, what if you are following Christ? What if you have everything, give up everything, or willing to give up everything, then you can know that God will bless you in this life and in life to come.
Yeah?
And that these are blessings and have a different form of just stuff. Amen. Amen.